The next item on the agenda is John R. McLeod, 071791.
Mr. McLeod is requesting authorization to construct an 8-foot by 10-foot open-sided shelter on his existing private non-commercial pier adjacent to his property situated along a cove of the North River in Matthews County. The project is protested by an adjoining property owner. Mr. McLeod's property is located on this on a small cove that is a tributary to the North River near Cradle Point in Matthews County. This is the, again, that 2002 Vigen series that we use quite often. This is the cove here. This is the North River. Development in the vicinity of the project is primarily residential, and much of the shoreline surrounding the small cove is currently wooded, although part of it's recently been logged. A closer view from the 2002 aerial, again, the cove is evident. Although there are numerous houses and piers along the shoreline immediately upstream from the cove, there are only two homes and the McLeod's new pier located along the cove. This is a recent aerial. This is the cove. This is the McLeod's pier here. He proposes to construct an 8-foot by 10-foot open-sided roof shelter on the channelward end of this pier. The stated purpose of the structure is to provide shelter from the sun. In 2005, we determined that the McLeod's pier and uncovered boat lift met the statutory authorization for private piers contained in Section 28.2-1203A5 of the Code of Virginia. It's a plan view and cross-sectional drawings as provided with the application. I've got a little close-up there and a highlighted version. The pier... peak of the roof is proposed to be 11 feet above pier deck level. It is proposed to be open-sided. The plan view drawing, it's a 8-foot by 10-foot area on the existing pier. This is a ground shot looking into the cove. The McLeod's pier is here. Projects protested by Mr. and Mrs. Odell Jackson, the owners of the adjoining property located southwest of the McLeod's lot. Staff has spoken with Mr. Jackson, and he acknowledges that Mr. McLeod's project would not significantly affect the view from his property. He is concerned, however, that if Mr. McLeod is allowed to construct the shelter, other property owners in the vicinity will want to build similar structures. He stated that if other structures were allowed on the ends of the nearby piers located along the North River shoreline, they could significantly detract from the view he currently enjoys from his property. The proposed roof will not encroach on any public or privately leased oyster planting ground, and no state agencies have commented on the project. It's another ground shot of the existing pier. Another recent aerial here. This is the McLeod's pier. This is the Jackson's home. When I met with Mr. Jackson, he indicated that these piers out here are the ones he's really concerned that they might want to build similar structures. Another aerial. Prior to 2006, staff generally recommended against the construction of roof structures on piers unless such structures were deemed to be water dependent. In 2006, however, the General Assembly amended Section 28.2-1203A5 to provide statutory authorization for open-sided sheltered roofs or gazebo-type structures measuring no more than 400 square feet, provided such structures were allowed under local ordinance, and provided further that such structures were not objected to by an adjoining property owner. In cases where the adjoining property owner objects to such a roof structure, a VMRC permit is required. Since open-sided structures are allowed under the Matthews County ordinances, if the Jacksons were not objecting to the structure, it would meet the statutory authorization. Staff is of the opinion that given the location of the proposed structure along the wooded cove and the position of the structure relative to the Jacksons' property, that the proposed shelter should not significantly affect the Jacksons' property. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, we recommend approval of the project as proposed.
Anybody have any questions? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Is the applicant here? Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Would you state your name?
John McLeod.
You swear the testimony you're going to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I have a number of photos, but I will not present them in the interest of brevity this afternoon. Most of the photos presented here are actual, and my comments will be brief in view of the recommended approval. I would like to address the precedence of setting something. There are two boathouses right across the river. You can't see them on this photo, but there's two right across the river, and one of which was approved this morning of 684 foot, which is right across the river. There's another gazebo located right around the point, which was there in 1984 and 85 when we moved there. Our project is only 80 square feet. It sits at the back of a cove, will not obstruct any view, and I'll be happy to answer any questions, but I'd like to reserve the right for rebuttal.
Any commission member have any questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here who would like to testify in favor of the project, have an opposition to the project? Come forward. Raise your right hand.
Yes.
You swear the testimony you're going to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, indeed.
You state your name.
Faye Jackson.
Yes.
I'm going to keep this brief, as I think we've all sat here long enough today. Mm-hmm. My feeling is that a shelter on the end of the pier is going to be an eyesore and a view blocker for me from my home. That's my personal opinion. The wooded landscape with the blue heron and egret that have frequented the area has a nest right there, has been there since we purchased in 1989. My main concern is that if this shelter is allowed, it's going to open up a Pandora's box for others down our shoreline to build shelters. If this application is approved, VMRC, I think, would be hard-pressed to deny additional shelter request, which is definitely going to block our view from our home and eventually, I think, contribute to adversely affecting the value of our property. Therefore, I'm asking that you deny this permit request for a shelter on the end of the pier. Thank you.
Someone has a question.
Where is your home on the? And then the pier is.
The pier in question.
Is that one right? That's what I thought. Okay.
And what our concern is our home is here, and if that's so, then right here, these two piers going to be 250
right.
feet.
Thank you.
And even from the house looking directly out to his, a shelter definitely would affect our view there, too.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Are you aware that the General Assembly of Virginia, in its infinite wisdom, has authorized 400-foot gazebos that, unless there's a protestant, it would be approved.
Yes.
So if one of your neighbors to the north in this picture wants to put a gazebo, a 400-foot gazebo right there, they can do it unless there's a protest.
I understand that.
So
I have the right to voice my opinion.
I'm not real clear on how this might set a precedent when the General Assembly's already done what they've done.
Well, I felt I had the right to express my opinion.
You certainly do, and we're glad you came here to do
it's
that.
It's entirely up to you whether or not you permit it.
In other words, this is more an anticipation of what might happen as it is against Mr. McLeod's request.
I'd just like to say that this commission did not, allow, it was the legislature. And my personal opinion is non-water dependent uses should not be allowed on the end of these piers. Unfortunately, my hands are tied. I appreciate you voicing your opinion. Your delegate, your senator, and your county legislature, your county board of supervisors, need to hear about this. And I think the more people that talk to them, maybe something might happen.
Thank you.
Any other commissioner had any questions? Thank you all. Is there anybody else here who is in opposition? The applicant, do you want to rebut the matters before the commission?
Move to go with staff recommendation.
Seconded by Mr. McCluskey. You've heard the motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous. Okay. We are going to item 14, Daniel Forrest.
Well, I'll tell you two things before I start. First of all, this case has a little bit of everything you've heard today. It has riparian issues. It has oyster ground. Has floats.
All right.
Has a pier to nowhere.
You've covered all the bases.
But I've covered all the bases, but I'm going to be able to explain it to you in a manner that's fairly straightforward. Additionally, you want to note, since I'm sure you all read your evals and dig.